The Judicial Needs Study that picked the seven counties based the choice on caseloads. But the population of a county was not one of the main criteria. Calumet County District Attorney Ken Kratz says that's both illogical and unfair to his county. Calumet has only one judge and has a larger population than some of the counties that already have two judges. Two of those will even get a third judge under the bill.
You can't seriously contend that people in Monroe County or Barron County get divorced at three times less the rate or file three times fewer civil cases or that there's three times the crime in those counties.
Kratz also criticized using the caseload as a criteria. He says district attorneys can make the caseload look bigger simply by how they charge crimes. He says a burglar accused of 12 burglaries can be charged for all of them at once, making it look like one crime, or he can be charged separately on each count.
That would be 12 felonies. Doesn't mean there's more crime, doesn't mean there's more prosecution. It certainly doesn't mean there's more time that's taken up.
State Senator Lena Taylor says the Judiciary and Corrections Committee will hold another hearing on the bill soon and debate the criteria for determining judicial need before voting on it. Adding the seven new judges will cost about $2 million a year. The bill comes at a time when the Republican version of the state budget includes a $19 million cut for the circuit court system. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.